articles by Fearlessly Courageous. Because he loves me, I will protect him. Because he loves me, I will deliver him. Because he knows my name, I will protect him. Psalm 91, verse 14. What could I say about igniting your passion for Christ outside of these words? Because he loves me, because he knows my name, I will set him on high. I, only I, will elevate him above his constituents. I will cause him to flourish and prosper and shine for all the world to see because he has loved me. Yes, I will deliver him from ruination. I will protect him from the fiery darts of the enemy. I will have his six. I will inspire him and be a light in the shadows for him so that he shall not stumble and fall. My name will be a banner over him. It will be a gust of wind that cools his brow in the heat of battle. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. As I read this scripture, it was like it came alive to me. God's assurance was so solid and definite that it brought me to tears. That this holy God loves me, loves us. Before time began, before sin blemished the horizon of his workmanship, I am, Father God, wrote our names in his book of life. Knowing it all, seeing all our failures, looking only to the scars of his only son, Jesus, he saw me washed white as snow. He saw me as the pure lamb so I could enter his throne room, so I could sit at his feet as a child does to her daddy. To think that because of Jesus, I get to be a child of God himself, to own and be part of the lineage of the King of Kings and Lord of all. Imagine. Yes, close your eyes and see in the spirit. Come out of that old man's sight and look up to where your hope comes from and see. Maybe for the first time, or maybe more clearly as you step into the deeper waters of his presence, as you see more, hear more, feel more of the love of God himself. As we take into ourselves the truth of who am I that he would consider me? Who am I, Lord, to receive such a gift of eternity, grace, mercy, redemption, salvation? Lord, may I never stop praising your name. May I ever feel the uncontrollable urge to fall humbly on my face, to ask forgiveness and declare you as Lord of my life. Lord, continue to teach me to love thee more, to herald your great triumphs for your sake and for the elect you have called. Lord, that I might love you more, know you more, stand for you more in the face of those who would deny or malign your holy name. Give me the strength of a child who sees their father tall and glorious before them. Help me, Lord, to learn more about you, to read more about who you are and what you have called me to. Help me hear your voice more that I might commune with you according to your word and prayer, that we might sit and talk by the still waters when the world is raging, as you enlighten me about what you would have me do each day, each moment, that I might bring you glory and make you proud of me by resting on the Spirit's power to stand for you. Lord, I know there is nothing good in me save you. Save your Holy Spirit in the joy of my salvation. Thank you, Father, for guiding and showing me your way, the only way that I desire to know. I love you, Lord. I say yes to you every minute of every day. Use me, precious Lord, as I call out your name. I look for the day that every knee shall bow and confess you and only you as Lord of Lords. Bless you, Lord, for knowing my name. I look to the day that in your strength you will say to me, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. I pray you have a Jesus-filled day.